AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Navy sailor shot in the attack on a military facility in Chattanooga, Tennessee, has died. Four Marines and the gunman were also killed in that attack on Thursday. Meantime, investigators are working to find the motive for the gunman, Mohammed Abdul Aziz. Former FBI Executive Director of Cybersecurity Sean Henry says they are looking for any sign at all.
What they've got to do is really rely on the community, community leaders, family members, co-workers, people who see some change in behavior that indicates that there's a violent tendency, and for that to be brought to law enforcement.
He was on NBC's Today Show. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he has authorized the Texas National Guard to arm guardsmen at military facilities across his state. Similar moves are being made in Louisiana and Florida. A new AP GFK poll suggests support for gay marriage is down slightly compared to earlier this year. There's a near-even split over whether local officials who have religious objections should be forced to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Overall, the poll shows that if there is a conflict, a majority would pick religious liberties over gay rights. Iran's top leader is telling the nations their strategy is different than the U.S. policy in the Middle East. Here's Charles de la Desma.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says a historic nuclear deal with world powers reached this week won't change Iran's policy towards what he refers to as the arrogant U.S. government. The Ayatollah, who has the final say on all state matters, said Iran and the U.S. follow sharply different policies in the Middle East, making a wide-ranging agreement unlikely.
Police in northern Maine say four young people celebrating a birthday and a graduation at a cabin likely died of carbon monoxide poisoning. The sheriff says a generator was left running in the basement. The body of a fourth flood victim was found in Kentucky. Police say Scott Johnson drowned while trying to save his grandmother from flash flooding. This is AP Radio News. It's very windy at St. Andrews in Scotland. It means the British Open will last at least another day. Golfers wrapped up round two today. Dustin Johnson has a one-shot lead, 10 under par. He was asked if he was upset he had to play the 14th hole with the wind blowing. He shot a bogey.
Maybe a little. I don't know. Everyone was out there, so it wasn't like I was the only one on the course. So, no, I wasn't angry. I was almost laughing because the ball was just blowing across the green.
One shot back is Brit Danny Willett. Tiger Woods did not make the cut. The final round will be Monday at St. Andrews. The current American president, Barack Obama, took a trip back in time to visit some of the country's early leaders. The president and his daughter saw the hip-hop musical Hamilton on Broadway. It's about the nation's first Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton, and the founding fathers. The president is in New York, spending the day with his daughters and his sister. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.